and kind of lost track of them. But that's very interesting. I'd like to hear more about this, and I'll be checking back in again next week for sure.
Well, thanks for checking in, Ronald. Yeah, that repeater that you're on is in Huntsville, Alabama. It's November 4 HSC, the North Alabama Repeater Association, so you can look them up if you want more information on them, but they're connected to us pretty much full-time. So we'll always be here if you tune in that frequency. They're local to you, so... Thanks for checking in. Ronald will send you a welcome letter later this evening, and please stick around for the rest of the net. Arthur in Lincoln, Maine, November 1, Quebec Whiskey X-ray. The floor is yours.
Node 4, 7, 3,
this is N1QWX. Well, I don't have too very much to say here tonight. I just wanted to check in. And I'll answer the question. I won't be making it to any ham fest this summer. I live too far away from them. I think I'll turn it back to Annette, say hello to everyone, and have a great night.
Node 4519.
Thanks for checking in, Arthur. Last on the list at the moment is Michael in Farmington, Michigan, KF8 Echo Bravo Victor. Good evening, Michael.
Good evening. I just got my license last week. I passed the technician to general, and I am riding the bus out of Ann Arbor, Michigan to Dayton on Saturday. They do a day trip, and you leave it 4:30 in the morning, you get down there at 8:30, and you come leave at 5:30 from the convention and come back about 9:30 or 10:30. So looking forward to it.
Thanks for checking in, Michael, and welcome to the Reflector. The East Coast Reflector TechNet is still open for users new to this net. If you have not checked in on the TechNet before, please come now.
Kilo Lima 5 X-ray Papa, I am new to this net.
Good evening, Mark, in Fairbanks, Alaska. KL5XP, that's a pretty cool call sign. Go ahead and answer tonight's question. Introduce yourself if you like. Do you plan on going to a ham fest this summer?
My summer plans would gladly include a ham fest. However, I'm going to be hooking my camper trailer to the back of my pickup truck and traveling around the interior of Alaska to Denali Park and seeing the mountains and the great scenery. And I take my cat with me in the truck. And I'm not sure... Exactly where I'm going to go from there.
Yeah, very good, Mark. That sounds like a great adventure to go on. I'm currently following a guy on Instagram that's sailing. He left from Portland, Oregon, and he's sailing to Hawaii. And I follow another guy that does a lot of driving between Alaska and down through Canada and the U.S., so... That's kind of best of both worlds, Mark. Hope you have a good time, and check in on the Reflector. We'd love to keep up with your adventure along the way. The TechNet is still open for any users new to this net. New users only, please.
KQ4, Sierra India Alpha, Oscar.
And we got you down as Oscar, KQ4, Sierra India Alpha. Confirm that call sign, and feel free to answer tonight's question.
on here and testing out a hotspot I had set up with WPSD, and it's been giving me fits, but I think it's working.
Well, it seems to be working at the moment, Oscar. Thank you for checking in. I'm glad you found this evening. We'll be sending you a welcome letter as well. I'll make a final call for any stations new to the TechNet that would like to check in. New stations only, please.
This is Robert, K0RMS, checking in.
KM6RWD. Steve.
K0KAO, Kelly.
WAL. All right, let me grab it right there. K0RMS, Robert, you've checked in before. We'll let you stand by for the zeros. We got Steve in 29 Pine Palms, California, KN6RWD. And then we've got at least three stations we need to work out here. I heard a Kilo November 6 Yankee November Delta, KN6YND. Can you confirm or get close to that? All right, the station on the El Dorado Hills, California node, 441.100, you were a little broken the first time, and the second time you weren't, you were only opening the repeater, but absolutely no audio. So let's try to give it one more shot. If you're on an HT, make sure you're on high power and hold that antenna as vertical as possible. Station in El Dorado Hills, California, or the vicinity. Please come again with your call sign. At that station in California, you'll have to try a bit later. Not working at the moment. We'll get you in here as soon as we can. There was the Whiskey Alpha Lima station. Whiskey Alpha Lima. Could you come back with your full call, please? There's nothing heard from the Whiskey Alpha Lima station. Was there an operator named Kelly? We got your name, but no call sign. Could you come back with your call sign, please?
KA0KAO, Kilo Alpha 0, Kilo Alpha Oscar, Kelly.
Yeah, very good, Kelly. We got you that time 100% in the clear. Sounding good. KA0KAO. We'll come to you in just a second. Steve was just in front of you. KN6RWD, good evening. Do you plan on going to a ham fest this summer?
Well, I would really like to do that, but unfortunately, I have an animal mule needing and taken care of, and I don't have anybody to back me up, so I'm kind of stuck at home this summer. This fall, I'll head out to the East Coast and spend a couple of months back there. It's like summertime is staying home time. KN6RWD, back to net.
Thanks for checking in, Steve. Kelly in Piasta, Iowa, KA0KAO. Good evening to you, Kelly.
KA0KAO. Yeah, this is all new to me. Robert did a presentation to our ham club a while back about all this All-Star stuff, and it was really good. Well, I dropped over for a beer here, and he had you guys on check in, so I did. Good to hear you guys out there. That's is crystal clear. I'm amazed. K0KO back to net.
Yeah, very good. Well, sorry we had to make him stand by, but glad you got in there and glad he connected up and impressing some ears. So thanks for checking in, Kelly. Hope you get him to keep that note on the air. I'll make one more call for any users new to the TechNet. Please come now.
T9 Hotel India Foxtrot.
I recognize W9HIF Leland. Stand by just for a second. We got a partial call out of a New York station, Cortland, New York, KC2Z. If that sounds like your call, please come back with your full call.
Hold on.
Yeah, I hear you trying New York station, but you're just not close enough or don't have enough power. See if you can correct one of those two issues and try it again a bit later. Leland, you'll be our last new station this evening. Whiskey 9 Hotel India Foxtrot. Good evening. Do you plan on going to a ham fest this summer?
Don't plan on going to a ham fest this summer, but I've been to many over the years, and it's not out by choice, but by situations and whatnot, where I don't drive anymore. Since I had a stroke 3 years ago, I had to give up my driver's license. So I don't drive any place. I'm relying on other people to give me places. W9HIF.
Thank you for checking in this evening, Leland. Next up on the TechNet this evening is the question portion. If you have an amateur radio related technical question, please come now with your call sign.
Part of that last transmission issue, net control, if you don't mind repeating that, please. KI4JQL.
Alpha Delta 2, India Z.
This is Kilo Echo 7 Kilo with the East Coast Reflector TechNet. Robert, I recognize you. Alpha Delta 2, IZ. Go ahead with your question.
I have a little confusion on how All-Star works. I'm using All-Star right now to get into you, and of course I'm connected through a hotspot to the All-Star node. But if I'm out traveling, I need to connect to a repeater. Is it possible to connect to like ECR if that repeater is not connected to ECR at the time? So is it, you know, possible to dial the phone, I guess is what I'm asking.
Well, if I understand your question correctly, Robert, I can answer that one for you very easily. So if you have an All-Star node, you can connect directly to us. We have three node numbers, 27339, 45225, and 45192. Those are our three main hubs. And if you're used to connecting to a repeater that happens to be connected to us, and you're connecting to them via All-Star, you can connect to us exactly the same way, just with one of those three node numbers. Did I understand your question correctly?
Okay, I think I may have just figured out what my question actually is. So if I'm with a repeater, which I have never done, that supports All-Star, I would just use DTMF to dial that node, star 3, and the node number, and get connected that way.
Okay, I got you. Now I understand your question, and now I realize that you are connected to us directly via All-Star. So you're trying to come in on the RF side on a repeater and be able to steer that repeater to the East Coast reflector. Is that correct?
Yes, that would be correct. And the second half of that question then does, you know, how do you know whether the repeater allows that or not?
Well, I think I'll answer your questions in the opposite order. I would first find out the repeater that you're trying to control and verify that they allow that, and if they do allow that, they'll give you the codes. There are, you know, default codes that the All-Star nodes are, or IRLP nodes are set up with, but any local repeater or group could change those to be different codes that are only given out over, you know, given out to specific people. So I would start with reaching out to the repeater owner and finding out if they allow that and what the codes would be. If they do tell you that you're allowed to control the repeater, then they would give you whatever the connection code is, and you could use one of those same five node numbers to connect to us.
Thank you very much, Kevin, for that information. Yeah, I think I'm understanding, which means if you're out traveling without a hotspot, that repeaters is going to be somewhat problematic because you don't, unless you know the repeaters along the way that you're traveling to start with and can pre-plan that in advance. But I think you answered my question. Let me know if I'm wrong.
Kilo 6 Alpha Alpha November comment.
W2 Papa Whiskey comment.
Yeah, two comments. Recognize Mike and Press. Press, I heard you in there first. I'll pick you up first. W2 PW and K6 AAN. Bob, I think you've got it. I mean, you can drive along and try DTMFs on any repeater you want. It may work and it may not, but probably not the best form to just try it and without asking. So I would reach out to those repeater owners first. But let's see what Press has to say, and then we'll pick up Mike. W2PW, go ahead with your comment.
Well, good evening, Kevin and everyone. And that, thank you for taking me and allow this to be my one and only check-in. Heading to Dayton tomorrow, so that would be a positive on HamFest this week or this summer. A suggestion for 82IK, I heard him mention a phone. So there is an Android phone app called DV Switch, Delta Victor Switch, that you can use to access nodes directly also, if they have enabled web transceiver. So we can get you more information on that. I know that the ECR has a node or two that is designed to handle that kind of an input. And Kevin, with your permission, I'd like you to direct with 82IZ momentarily. There's an issue that does affect a lot of people I'd like to address real quick.
Yeah, go ahead, Press.
Thanks. There's a bug in the All-Star setup where it's extremely easy to put a mic preamp in line, which results in far too much audio going out, which results in a raspy distortion on voice speaks. Consider going into simple USB tune menu and turning B for boost off, and then resetting your RX level with choice number 2. But at this point, if you looked at choice number 2, which is RX audio level, and you transmit it, you would probably find that virtual VU meter slammed. So there's too much gain, and it's not your fault, but it's something that we can help you, or you can help yourself turn down. So B for boost off is almost always the wrong choice, and it is a default, though. Thanks, Kevin. I'll stand by if there's any follow-up questions. Otherwise, I'm on site.
Thank you, Press. Mike, K6AAN.
Good evening, Kevin, and the rest of the net. I queried allstarlink.org specifically about getting in there on a phone, and it can be done, and I've done it. I downloaded the instructions from those guys and the phone number, and any All-Star user can get on that phone number and dial into any node that you want, listen to it, and transmit over the phone. So for traveling, you've got cell service. Get the instructions off of there, and you can put it to work as long as you got cell service. This is K6AAN.
Okay, thanks for both those comments, Bob. Did that prove helpful?
Yes, that's helpful. I was aware of the TV switch and haven't tried it to a repeater, but I guess I have. I'll have to look into that. I was not aware of the phone number. I mean, I was using dial the phone just like using the node ID for a phone number, but I will look into that one also. So thank you. Got things to look into and a lot more learning to do. Status may be an extra, but I'm brand new at this, so bear with me. Thanks, 73s, and I will not be going to HamFest this summer. I've got to get my feet a little more grounded before I go someplace I might go crazy. Thanks. Back to you, Kevin.
Comment?
We got a comment station. Please give us your call sign and then go ahead with your comment.
Yeah, it probably would have helped if I gave him a call sign when I said comment. Whiskey Alpha 2 Kilo Juliet Charlie, WA2KJC, Dave, Clio, Michigan. Just wanted to comment that Echolink has a web app. So if you've got a phone or whatever that's accessing the internet that has web server capability, web app, W-E-B, app.echolink.org. As long as you're registered with Echolink, you can log in using the new web server and then connect from there to another Echolink node. Back to net, WA2KJC.
Thanks for the comment, Dave. This is KE7K, the East Coast Reflector TechNet. Is currently open for any amateur radio-related technical questions.
K4 Sierra India Alpha Oscar, I have a question concerning this Pi Star and a new one, WPSD. I noticed that on WPSD I can't get the voice back on disconnect or Parrot, but it still works with Pi Star. Even though I am connected, so I'm talking to you guys right now on my hotspot with the new PSD.
All right, Oscar, I recognize you, KQ4SIA. I think we got most of your question regarding a PiStar and a WPSD mode, but would you mind repeating your question? To make sure we've got it correctly.
My question is that when I try to use Parrot or disconnect on PiStar, I do get a response from the radio on me, or Parrot will respond to me back. It echoes. But on this new program, WPSD, I don't get a disconnect, even though it does. And I don't get a response on Parrot, even though I know I am connected.
All right, we'll throw it out to the group. Anybody with any comments on Oscar's WPSD issues with current, parent and disconnect notifications? A final call on any comments on Oscar's question. Please come now.
W82IZ, got a comment.
We got Press, W2PW, and 82IZ. Press, go ahead with your comment, please.
Thanks. WPSD is a digital operating system that sort of replaced PiStar, but it does support multiple modes. I'm wondering exactly what digital mode the caller is trying to use.
Yeah, Oscar, go ahead and take the floor and answer Press's question regarding what mode you're using.
VMR, that's the only one I use for now.
Copy that, that's what I was thinking. VMR is tricky. The code plug, which is your programming of your radio, needs to expect to hear certain talk groups. It's called a scan list. It's a little misleading because scan lists are usually like, oh, what 14 repeaters do I want to scan? But a scan list in DMR world is the acceptance of calls from a certain node. And the node that you're looking to manipulate, for example, the disconnect would be talk group 4000, which must be a, let me see if I got this right, I forgot. I think it's a private call. So if you're trying to call to 4000 to do a disconnect, number one, you'd want to set your code plug so that it goes to 4000 private call. And number two, you need to have 4000 in your scan list so you can hear it come back to you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, copy that. I'm going to go ahead and look into my code plug and see what adjustments. I didn't think about that. Because what confused me is it worked fine on PiStar. I have no issues with PiStar. But when I uploaded to the new one, I made a separate scan disk just for the new one. And I'm talking on it right now. It works fine as far as getting out. But I just don't get the messages back on my radio. And it works fine on repeater. Just the hotspot with WPSD. And like I said, PiStar with my hotspot works fine. It's just this. And like I said, this is brand new. I just put this on there last night. So I'm working out the bugs.
Okay, well, I'm no expert on DMR. I know enough to confuse people. But I think that's the direction you should go on. Now, these symptoms are sort of yelling to me a little bit about my radio can't decode what the thing is coming back to me as an acknowledgement of a disconnect. And I don't, you know, so those two things I'd like you to look at. And that's what I got. Back to net, W2PW. All
right, thank you, Press. Roberts, 82IZ, go ahead with your comment.
Yeah, Press covered my comment. But on top of that, you know, the question would be, which network are you using, Brandmaster or TGIF or some other one? Because for Parrot on TGIF, that's a group call, and on Brandmaster, I'm pretty sure it's a public or a private call, not a group call. So that may have something to do with it. I'm not sure. As far as the TGIF doesn't... although you can do 4,000 there, you don't need to change groups. So they're a little different depending on which network you're on. But and then the last part of that is, what are you using for a group for parent? You know, which one are you using? Because there's multiple parents.
Thanks for your comment, Robert. Oscar, do you have any follow-up questions? KQ4SIA, KE7K. All right, nothing heard. Anybody else with an amateur radio related technical question, please come now. A final call. Final call for any amateur radio related technical questions. Please come now.
W2, PNR, Whiskey 2, Nancy, Papa, Romeo. My question is very basic. So when I key up and the repeater beeps and I start talking, when I, you know, let the mic unkey, if, so to speak, and I hear the beeps and stuff, I notice my S meter is still sitting pegged. Is it okay to talk at that point, or do I have to wait till it drops?
Sorry, Kevin, my favorite repeater, my favorite subject.
Well, go ahead, W2PW. You're batting 1,000 this evening. Go ahead.
Dude, I wasn't even going to be here tonight. W2PNR, W2PW. So, yes, there are two different courtesy tones that your node hears. With WRTUHF, it's a high-low tone for you. It's a low-high tone for them. In other words, distant signals will present a dweep, and local signals will present a boop, which is not the same in all repeaters, but there's probably a difference everywhere. It is not required. In fact, it's not recommended to do a full tail drop. That being said, there is a timing sequence that's important. So what we recommend is when you hear the dweep, when he's done talking on the other end, and you want to come back to him, weave a little boom, sort of a, I want like a little two-second pause. That gives people outside on the network a chance to disconnect, to do what they got to do. Then once you've waited for that,
Press, you dropped out there at the end of your explanation. Are you still with us? W2PW, KE7K.
Sorry, I watched the battery light. Okay, so real quick, a full tail drop is not necessary, but when the other party stops talking, it's nice to give a full 2 second, 1,000, 2,000, 1,000, okay, and then start, squeeze your mic and wait another second before you start uttering syllables. Because that's a good timing sequence. It's not necessary to wait for the entire green light to go out on your radio, but that little linger and then another linger before you start speaking. If that makes sense?
Doink. PNR, yes, that absolutely makes sense, and I really appreciate the explanation. It's very clear. W2PNR.
One of the things that you can do is to listen to Kevin. He's got the timing thing perfect. He waits before you start speaking. So when you just get an idea of what that rhythm feels like, you'll fall right in place. 73W2W.
Thanks for the explanation, Press, and I appreciate the compliment. I get sort of the opposite compliment. I'm sort of trained for the pause here on the reflector because most of my time's on here, but when I get on Simplex, I think it drives people crazy when there's just a bunch of dead air. So I guess know your mode. Final call for any amateur radio-related technical questions. All right, nothing heard. The last on my list of duties this evening is to pass it to Kevin, VE3BZ. For tonight's swap and shop listings. Go ahead, Kev.
Thank you, Kevin. And good evening, everyone. This is Kevin VE3BZ with tonight's swap and shop. I have a few items here. Item number one is from Danny K5CG in Plano, Texas. Danny is selling a Yaesu FD2DR handheld C4FM analog dual bander, does APRS, has built-in GPS, recording and logging capabilities, water resistant, and comes with many accessories. And he's asking $400 plus shipping
in the continental United States. And Danny's email is k5cg@hamoperator.org. Item number two is from Gil, K4GDS in Orlando, Florida. Gil is selling a Yaesu FT-70D along with an MMDVM Pi-Star hotspot. This is also a dual-band VHF-UHF C4FM in analog radio. And like I mentioned, it comes with the Pi-Star hotspot along with a SSM-17H speaker mic, rapid charger, USB charging cable, and pictures can be seen, or I guess contact Gil for pictures. He's got a listing on Facebook Marketplace as well. And he's asking $225 for the package. And Gil's email is k4gds@icloud.com. Let me reset. And next we have John, VD3MPH in Windsor, Ontario. The first lot of items that he has are actually located in Detroit, Michigan, and will ship from there, and all prices are in U.S. funds. He has quite a few items, so if you want to know what he has there, you can contact him and find out and get pricing information and whatnot. And his email is ve3nph@yahoo.com. And the next next listing is also from John. These are some of his own items, which are located in Windsor and will ship from Canada. And same thing, you can contact him to find out what he has. He has quite a few items here, too many to list here. And again, his email is ve3mph@yahoo.com. And that is it for this week. If you have anything for sale, trade, or want, go to eastcoastreflector.com, click on Contact ECR, and SwapNet Submissions. Or just email me at ve3bz@rogers.com. All right, back to Net Control, ve3bz.
Hey, thank you very much, Kevin, for organizing that and doing a good job. And best of luck to your Toronto Maple Leafs. That seems to be turning into a chippy series, so I look forward to watching it. All right, everybody, that's the end of my assignment for this evening. Next up is the general check-ins, which is 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 0, and 1. Roger will be taking the first portion of that, and Dick will be bringing up the last of the circus this evening. So appreciate your time, everybody. This is KE7K, passing the East Coast Reflector TechNet over to Roger, KO4QMM.
Thank you for that, Kevin. Wonderful job, as you always do. This is KO4QMM, Roger, Florida, and I'll be the net controller for districts 2 through 6. And then, like Kevin said, Dick will take you out.